So what can be built? All sorts of rental housing can be built. It can be housing that is 16 stories tall. It can be single family style housing. It can be single room occupancy for persons who are homeless, but it has to be rental. So the real key, it cannot be single family home ownership, but it has to be a rental housing product. Who can live in a tax credit community? As I mentioned, it's going to be income restricted, and those income limits under the new provision are going to be up to 80% of area median income, and that is only as it relates to getting a housing tax credit on that unit. You can have market rate units, and you can charge market rate on those additional units. So basically, it's going to serve individuals, families, seniors, people with disabilities, anyone who's out there and has enough income to afford that rent. So this is the big difference between this particular program and the older Section 8 program, and that is the owner of the development has to make sure that every single resident qualifying can afford to pay that rent. There are no subsidies. There are no rent subsidies in this program whatsoever. Now, if a person has a voucher from a housing authority, they may use it in that development to assist in paying their rent. But the program itself does not come with any rental assistance at all. There's two types of tax credits. There's a 9% credit and a 4% credit. The 9% credit is what we also call the competitive tax credit. Each state receives a per capita allocation adjusted annually. In 2017, the amount was $2.35 per capita, but in 2018, that jumped to $2.70, thanks again to that omnibus bill that made some improvements in the program. Approximately $76 million was available in 2018 for Texas, resulting in the construction of about 5,500 multifamily units. Now, $76 million doesn't sound like a lot, but it's a 10-year credit. So that $76 million that goes to developers to create housing is really what they're selling is not $76 million. They're selling $760 million because of the 10-year nature of the credit. They are allocated on a competitive basis, and I'll at some point during the presentation go a little bit through the scoring because it is very regulated by Texas. And you can do new construction or substantial rehab. The other credit, the 4% credit, is not as valuable as a credit, but it is used in tandem with something called private activity bonds. And you get a bond allocation and apply for the tax credits from TDHCA. All states out there have 105 per capita limit on all private activity bonds, which are also called volume cap. Texas receives annual volume cap of nearly $3 billion, but it doesn't all go for affordable housing. It goes for student loans. It goes for water resources. It goes for sewer developments. And so those private activity bonds are regulated by our state legislature, and a certain percentage of those are earmarked for affordable housing, both multifamily housing, which gets about $654 million a year in that kind of bond authority. And also our program in Texas supports single-family housing that is more like the first-time homebuyer program. So when used again with the private activity bonds, this 4% credit is a 10-year credit, just the same as the 9% credit is. So how do you take that bundle of this allocation of nothing? Remember, I said you're not getting federal dollars. It's not dollars coming to you. So basically, you create, the housing development creates an ownership entity, and that's going to be either a limited partnership or a limited liability corporation. And so within that, you're going to have a general partner, which is going to be the day-to-day operator of that partnership or LLC, and then you're going to have your investor limited partner. And what you're creating these for is so that allocation of those housing tax credits can flow all the way down to that investor. the investors in this program, they are looking for that benefit. They are looking for that housing tax credit benefit to reduce their tax liability. And so you have to use one of those vehicles to get it all the way down to where it needs to be.